Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What is up, So You Think You Can Dance fans? The time has come. The number one first live show. Here we go. We've got so much to talk about. We also have some exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews just for you guys.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
That's better. There it is.
There she is. I love it.
So good. Welcome, everybody, to the amazing after show for So You Think You Can Dance. We've got some exclusive interviews tonight from last night. Wow, what a show. Top 10. Next week, we're going to be crying because they're letting go of two. Welcome, everybody. I am Becky Sotero, and my lovely co-host, introduce yourselves.
Thank you, darling. Hello, everybody. My name is Kim Davey, and to my right...
to your right, left, whatever, wherever you're looking, I'm Team Dilly Panko, and I'm so excited. This is such a great first live show, you guys.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So good. I'm Jessica Williams, and last night we were there live, so we cannot wait to share our experiences with you guys.
So many experiences. Yay! My goodness, you guys. After Academy, after auditions, we have finally arrived to the competition, right? And I wanted to create sort of a segment that would be fun for our viewers. You guys, we're going to name it the Hot Tamale Hot Picks. So we're going to pick our Hot Tamale Picks, the routines that stood out to us. So we'll get to that later on. We've also got some very special news. And if you watched the episode, you probably already know what it is. But someone is engaged.
Yes.
Not us. But anyway, we'll get to that. I wanted to break this down, guys. We're going to go over Jensen and JJ first, both of their routines, but overall reactions from this first show. We'll start with you, Kim.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think they came out pretty strong overall, and it was such a nice pairing. I think they got every single pairing correct last night. It was awesome to see. Really well done.
Yeah.
Their first number that they came out and did, the one with the ballroom, the samba, it was really interesting. The judges' comments were on point, amazing, wonderful. But did anyone actually see the ending? Was
Thank
it just me?
You. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ending?
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
But overall, I just think the whole thing was amazing. Like, the whole night, all 10.
Amazing.
Yeah, all 10. So good.
Overall, I thought that... I saw so many dancers step out of their comfort zone and kind of out of their box of what they're used to training in, and I was so incredibly impressed by so many of the dancers that I didn't know if they could hold their own in some of these styles, and they surpassed my expectations. I was incredibly impressed.
Yeah, I thought yesterday was fantastic. I love that they took a different approach to the finale, to the premiere. We're at the end. And really challenged each other with each other's styles. And also, they went back to one of the original formatting and having the contestants compete with the contestants instead of with the All-Stars.
Right.
So perhaps we'll see the All-Stars again later. But I thought that the routines were super just live, and the costuming and the creativity. It was just, it was really
amazing.
Special.
What those production features can add,
yes.
You know, with actual costumes, actual lighting. It's just such a different dynamic.
Well, and we can't forget to talk about the group routine. So Travis Wall, as we know, choreographed that. Did you guys have any feelings about that? I mean, he's so good with shapes, you know, and I feel like Slavik, but we'll get to that as well, but Slavik just stood out last night. But in that routine, he stood out to me. Did anybody stand out to you guys in that routine?
Yeah, for me, it was JJ and Hanalei, for sure. I think they purposefully were at the front at times as well, which obviously means the choreographer thinks they're pretty great, so they're there for a reason. I just love the glitter all over. That was really cool, but I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. Did you guys have any thoughts about that routine?
I loved it. It was great. I think that Slavik stood out. Genesee stood out. I thought it was a great routine.
So good.
Great way to start.
Yeah. So good.
Perfect way to utilize the stage, which I always love. It wasn't confined.
Right.
It really just showed each person's talent. And I love the opening with Hanalei when they had her up and then, the falls. And just, I don't know, it was just beautifully crafted.
So beautifully crafted. And it's funny, to your point, Jess, interviewing Nigel, he had said that because of the contestants being paired, it could potentially shake things up and work in sort of a disadvantage because you're not focused on one dancer. I mean, you are focused on one dancer, so you're more than likely not paying attention to the other unless you rewatch it. How did you guys feel about that? Would you prefer in this, you know, sort of show, I guess, their format for them to be with an all-star? Did you like last season's format, or did you like this, how they were paired together?
I like this one. I think it's all about them. It's their show. It's their season. And we should be watching those contestants. And I think they're brilliant in their own right, and they don't need the all-stars.
Sure.
That's how I felt. But
yeah. I think it gives both contestants a time to shine. And you're not using the all-star as a crutch, and you're not getting votes because of the all-star. It's very, everybody's on the same playing field. And I think it's great for them to work together and bond together, because so much of the show is just them becoming closer and forming a bit of a community. So I think that it's really cool for them to be together right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it does, it can expose weaknesses. I mean, this was one of the questions that I asked Mary last night, just like, why did they revert back to this format? Mm-hmm. And she was saying that they wanted to just challenge the dancers more, because when you're working with someone that is almost at the same level of experience as you, then it can show flaws and weaknesses, but also strengths in different areas, as you said. She also mentioned that they may revert a little bit more in the future. Who knows? Because back in the day, they used to pull contestants out of a hat each week, and their contestant would change, their dancing partner would change each week. Yeah.
Well, and it will because of the elimination, depending on how the eliminations shake out.
So.
Well, it's interesting because Evan and Chelsea already talked about the fact that they know what they're performing already. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm curious how this is all going to shake out for sure. What I really want to go on next. Okay, I know you talked about JJ and Jensen, their routine, but let's go into their jazz. So jazz and samba for them. Mm-hmm. Did anything stand out to you guys with those routines that you were like, yes, ma'am and sir? Because for me, I want to talk about this really quick. I'm kind of beating a dead horse because I had already talked about this with Jess behind the scenes, but I did not get the praise that Jensen and JJ got with their samba. It felt loose. It felt a little just clunky to me. Did anybody else get that? Because they were they were so praised, and I was like, oh, here we go, the favorites.
I was thinking maybe it's they just wanted to start the show off positively, so the judges wanted to make sure it was like a real positive, uplifting feedback. Because the end where he pushed her through because she didn't go through his legs properly, she's like, get through there.
Sure,
it was bizarre. And then, so that first number, it was off. Okay. I was like,
We were like, were we watching the same routine?
And I think that another part of that that routine for them was that they're such different. I mean, they're so similar in height that it would have helped if he was a little bit higher. I think that for a lot of the tricks that they do in the samba, it was hard to read as much, and it just didn't work to their benefit and to their advantage. But I will say their second routine that they performed together, I loved from Mandy Moore. Mm-hmm. They're both very strong. They're so strong that sometimes I kind of wish that they would lengthen through just a tinge. But they're both so strong that you can do so many things with them, and that's a choreographer's dream, is just somebody who will be strong and who will take risks. And I think that they're a great pair. So
what did you guys think about
their second
Nigel's comment though about being overly sexual, Jess?
Well, it was, because I didn't see that at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that she was able to bring a sultry side, especially because in the past she was deemed as like, oh, the American girl, and, you know, in the shadows of her sister. So I love that she kind of took that position, because I felt the same dance aesthetic as when she did that jazz number at the last round of audition week, which was incredible. I was like, this should have been actually like on the real stage. But I thought that there was so much power between the two of them. And I think that that's why they got the praise that they did for the samba, just because they are both like stand out. They're strong. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of underwhelming. And it was kind of intense the whole time. There were no soft moments in that routine. But I agree. Like, I love the second routine so much. And just to shout out someone real quick in our live chat, because we see
What's up, guys?
You guys are live today. We love it. Trini Boy, Trini B, W-O-Y-2-7. Want to get it right.
What's up, Trini?
What up? He says that he loves that the contestants are back to the original formatting with the pairing of the contestants. Yeah. And he also thought that JJ and Jensen did a really good job overall because they are strong dancers.
Sure.
So you guys feel the same.
Good stuff. I mean, I definitely agree with that point that we were talking about, just it being the dancers and not, like Teague said, falling back on the all-star, you know, and them kind of carrying the dancer. Let's go into Hanalei and Cole. Their two routines, they had the contemporary routine, Paso Doble, contemporary with Tice DiIorio. Loved it. I mean, I look. They kept saying Hanalei is like the warrior princess, and she really is. She's she's just so strong. And in this particular routine, I found myself just entranced by her over Cole. And this was an example of what I was saying, where I was paying so much attention to her the first time that I lost Cole. I don't know if you guys felt that way.
Well, I mean, the fact that he is not a contemporary dancer, I think he did phenomenally
he's
well.
He's so strong.
It's that you forget that he's not. I thought he was, you know, watching it. But she is like a, literally like a firecracker. Her moves, her lines, her technique. She's got so much energy when she dances, and everything's on point. Every I love her. I've totally changed my mind on who I love the most for. Definitely.
I love Hanalei. She's a great girl. So I am actually friends with someone who coached her in high school. She's young. She's a baby. She's 18, I think.
So I
would first like to break down the Tice routine. I think that she is one of those people that is, she's little. She's widow bitty when you meet her in person. But dancing, you can't tell. And I think that's the coolest thing about her. I think she's very strong. She utilizes her lines really well. And her technique is flawless. Her extension is flawless. But Cole kept up. And Cole, Cole's extension was also equally amazing. Both of their feet were well pointed. It was. I was impressed. I was impressed with Cole. Also, obviously impressed with Hanalei. But I kind of knew she would kill this. I was a bit. Was there like makeup on Cole's body? Was that spray tan?
Well, it was what their was apocalyptic that? Like take on costuming.
They have been like going through.
It was very distracting.
It was here, like on Hanalei's face too.
But that was the only thing. I was like, what the heck?
Hey, if that's
there?
The only thing.
Can't complain.
They were so powerful.
I agree. I thought that she just dances with so much energy and light, and she floats when she needs to. She gets down and dirty when she needs to. And kind of to your point, Becky, that it was hard to watch Cole, to me, that kind of was like, wow, he's doing amazing partnering. Because sometimes if he's not there to support her, your eyes go like, well, what is he doing? But he was there every time. The trust fall, the lifts, and all of those things that they had to really do in that routine was just amazing. I mean, Tice's idea for that, the apocalyptic, it was like amazing. So I really like fell into that. And then the second routine, the Paso Doble, they did really good. And I thought that Cole really like stood out in that routine more so because he just had, I don't know, it was just a level of strength that he just resonated throughout both. And they're super strong. And I think that they're going to be there for a while.
Yeah. His posture and composure. I mean, that's the Paso is just so his thing. But that's such an important comment that you made, that he's such a strong partner for her. I mean, I find myself in contemporary dances lending my eye more towards the female anyway. I don't know why. But I just, man, he was, for me, out of the men, he is so he's so versatile in all aspects of dance. And that's what the show is all about, is being able to do that. Paso, for you two, what'd you guys think?
See, I didn't love it, eh?
The judges were underwhelmed, we know that.
I thought it was really, really quite messy, and they went in and out of connection, and I absolutely agree with the judges talking about Hanalei, how she was on it at one second, and then she was kind of disengaged. Oh, it was bizarre, it was weird.
So you were out of it a little bit. Okay.
I didn't like that one.
I'm not sure, there were just a few things that I think could have helped a bit. Costuming was a bit too chunky and too heavy. For me, I couldn't really see lines. Also, there were some moments that were like they were supposed to like look like they had some friction here, and it didn't read because it just it was just, it felt forced, and it wasn't like real tension of their arms against each other. It was kind of just like a place thing that was like, look, we're gonna look like we're forced. But I feel like if they would have leaned into it a bit more, that it would have read differently. But I do think, I mean, I was still impressed, and that's definitely not an easy style to get week one, so I was impressed with them.
I agree with the costuming, and the crazy thing is that I loved her outfit, Hanalei's outfit. It was just amazing, and of course, you know, it's supposed to be the cape and stuff like that. I do agree that it was too much. But one point of it, I just felt that the pace of the routine mm-hmm. kind of hindered them.
That was the note
because
I had too,
because it was so dramatic and it was so good, but then I just felt like there were so many slow moments that I wanted it to like pick
yes.
up, and that would have kept the intensity for
exactly.
me.
They needed to breathe the intensity throughout it, and I think that that's what the judges were lending to when they were saying they just felt like, especially Hanalei was coming in and out of it. But mm-hmm. I felt like the pacing again. If that's the worst thing we can say about
yeah.
them,
and is that their fault or is it the choreography? You know, because right. they can only do so much. I mean, they can't speed it up.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah. That's something we'll talk about, too, is choreography. And did these choreographers have to dumb it down and all that? It's going yeah. into kind of Magda and Darius. She had yeah. mentioned with her routine with Travis, the honor being able to dance with Travis and what her biggest fear in that routine, because, again, that's out of her comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You would never know it. You know, I watched her through that entire routine. I'm thinking, wow, who's the contemporary dancer? Because she did a really beautiful
yeah,
job.
She did.
But she did not, her biggest thing is she did not want Travis to dumb the choreography down. Mm-hmm. And that was a question I had for Jean-Marc, is at what point does the choreographer tailor it to the dancers mm-hmm. or make them rise above to the challenge? So what is your guys' take on that? Should the choreographers tailor it to to their talents to really showcase them, or should it be advanced and make them rise to the challenge?
It needs to be a mixture.
I think every single time a choreographer makes anything yeah. for any dancer, you have to evaluate what a dancer could do. That's a choreographer's sure. number one job. Sure. I don't mm-hmm. think that they're ever going to put somebody in a situation that they're uncomfortable
sure.
with, something yeah. that they don't know how to do. I
sure.
think that's integral. I don't think they would give them something that they can't do.
No, but challenging, not putting
challenging.
Them in a, yeah, not, yeah, not putting course. Them in a position where they're endangering them, but like just challenging them to that next level, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's definitely going to be yeah. a combination.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree. It is fascinating because you do see choreographers go above and beyond in different ways of really pulling in someone's style. They're a b-boy. Yeah. They make sure they include them into something that would never have it. But I do find it interesting, and I had asked Travis this last night. I was just kind of like, so when you walk in with this routine, like, are you prepared to make the changes? And it was so shocking to me. He said that he choreographs on the spot. Because of
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like, you go, boy. Yeah, but he said that he choreographs on the spot because he has to be able to make it fluid for
sure.
any style, any person that he's walking into. He just has the concept in mind. So I thought that was brilliant.
I love that. Yeah. Well, and Jean-Marc said something similar. He doesn't get a lot of notice. So it's a matter of, I mean, it might be 24 hours before he knows who he's even choreographing. Mm-hmm. The production team will tell them what the style is going to be. But
yeah,
there's a lot of pressure on those choreographers. And wow. Okay, but let's enough of that. Let's talk about Magda and Darius. So their contemporary routine, no weaknesses. I put submission and surrender. Their partner exchange was so beautiful. Did something stand out with you guys between them?
Yeah, just the whole concept with the violin / the knife / the... Oh, it was
so
just,
precise.
It was one of those routines that you will absolutely remember forever. Well, mm-hmm. it stood out for me, for sure. Magda is amazing. How she can just filter across all the different styles. Mm-hmm, that girl mm-hmm. is so vivacious and so put together, and I just love her.
She's fierce.
Awesome.
She's
so fierce. So that was just stunning. It was just the more than anything, the mm-hmm. concept was sucked you in so much that mm-hmm. even if the dancing wasn't great, I think it would still be
sure.
You know,
sure.
So it was awesome. So cool.
Yeah, incredibly impressed with Magda.
Yeah.
I was worried because ballroom sometimes it doesn't always translate, but I will say the biggest thing for me was I was so impressed by her feet, and I shouldn't be because in those heels you still have to extend your ankle, but I was incredibly impressed with her technique and the her ability to hit things. I think it's also just so cool after talking to her, it's kind of her year. As we remember, as you guys I'm sure remember, she tried out with Kiki, and Kiki went on to be in the Final Four last year, so it's really nice for her to finally get the spotlight and people understand who she is. She's big in the ballroom world, but now it's nice for everybody to kind of understand who Magda is.
Yes.
So I think it was great. The whole routine showcased her as well as Darius. Darius is amazing too. They were both so strong, and I was incredibly impressed.
I love that. And to your point, Teague, I mean, I think that she just has so much confidence, and it just shows when she hits the stage. She commands the presence. So I think that, you know, she was super impressive in that role. But I'm just so obsessed just with the concept. I mean, just the violin with the outfits with everything. I mean, I wrote down, I was like, she is, I mean, Hanalei was the warrior princess. She was the ice princess tonight.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's beautiful.
And she's just stunning. Yeah. She's like a model. Yeah. She could be a model.
We know, too, the confidence.
So well, yeah.
Yes, and confidence is such a big thing. And with this, you know, with this, with So You Think You Can Dance, you've got to be able to take on all these different dances to be able to sell it. And that's what Magda, to me, just exudes so much confidence. And I can't wait to see how far she goes with this.
Yeah. She's quite interesting because she comes across so strong and confident on stage. But then when you talk to her, you know, off stage or just when Kat's talking to her, she's quite like girly kind of fun. And then she's this powerhouse when she's on stage.
And she's trained so hard. Like, I got to talk to her last night, and she's trained so hard for this because, you know, like Teek said, ballroom is obviously her thing. She's a big deal in the ballroom world. But this show is about being able to take on the different types of dance. And she's proving that she is just such a front runner. It can take on anything. And again, Darius, he's got confidence for days too. So what a perfect match with both of them. The Cha-Cha, I actually missed part of this, the end of it, but I just want to hear your guys' feeling on the choreography. There was a lot of conversation about Val's choreography. Did you guys like that pairing between them?
I'm waiting for someone else with a stronger opinion about this, because I was like, I enjoyed the routine. I thought Darius did a really good job. Was obviously amazing, but it was a little bit basic for sure.
But again, another conversation about did the choreography get watered down a smidgen to tailor to Darius? I don't know.
I feel like I've seen stronger routines that Val has choreographed. I don't know. Something didn't totally make me fall in love with this routine. I think it was solid. I think it was great. She's wonderful. I think also in the back of my head, I was kind of wishing that Cardi B version would come on just for a second, you know?
Yes.
I like it like that. Just for a second. Yeah. Just a quick breakdown would have been nice. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they stuck to the traditional. It's great.
Yeah.
I think it was a great routine. Not my favorite of the night, but also not bad at all. So it was great. Yeah. I was happy with it, but...
No, I totally agree. I was waiting for the beat to drop. I was like, just let the beat drop.
Too.
Yeah.
It just left a little to be desired. Not even just the song, the routine.
Yeah. it just stayed at one pace, and they needed just some waves in it. But our live chat is saying, let's see, Jasmine Jones says that she loves Darius and Magna dances. They were both so good, and that she loves the use of the props. And then Michaela says that she already loved Magda, but she grew to love Darius during the Academy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So good. Well, and to the topic of props, isn't that just Travis? Travis is so good with props. He's so good with anything, really. But I just, that's his thing. Everything has this, incredible story and purpose and meaning. Oh, so good. Yeah. Let's go into our conversation about AfterBuzz. Tell all the people about why they should subscribe.
Guess what, AfterBuzzers? So, a little bit about our network. We produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas to reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is a network for you, and we work hard to serve our television fans. But we do need your help, so we are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and it will help AfterBuzz grow. So please just hit that subscribe. Mm. And if you're worried about the pesky notifications, guess what? You don't have to be worried, because they are optional. You can change it in the settings. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels. I mean, we are on the drama. I mean, we're not on the drama. We have a drama.
Competition,
We're on the competition.
You got World of Dance up there, Big Brother.
Yeah. Tegan, Cam, Big Brother. I'm on Big Brother, so you can see our faces more if you like them. But all you have to do is subscribe. So let us know that you did so by placing a comment underneath our video, and we will thank you on air. And this is the ESPN for Talk.
Exactly. And again, just
touché.
It's so good. Touché. Thank you, Jess, for that. Well, I don't think people realize how much we have to offer, and that if they engage and participate, they can be part of our show. So thank you. Stay up to date. We will give you all the updates. And then on the topic of updates, we all know Jensen got engaged.
Yes.
And I picked out a couple of the photos they used during the show from her Instagram. It's, oh my goodness. So cute, by the way. She was just radiant. So right?
Her, I love that when boyfriend she was Topher. She was like, yeah, the her ring. And she didn't have the ring on. She's like, yeah, I got engaged.
And so no good. And I had the chance to kind of conversate with her a little bit. And she's just so stepped out into her own. I think there's been sort of this umbrella with, you know, Lindsay over her. And, you know, she's just coming out into her own. She's proving that she's just such a front runner. So, you know, so competitive, but such a light spirit. So congratulations, Jensen.
I find it really interesting the timing of her engagement, though. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't know the background to why her husband, her fiance,
it was a couple weeks
proposed.
Ago, she said. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But interesting. It's like he was kind of trying to take her off the market just before these live shows happened.
She's so smart.
And she wanted to nip it in the bud before she went, you know, famous over there.
Very smart. Yeah, she's going to be a superstar.
But one thing, because, you know, we do check her comments underneath their videos. And so last week I was looking and we actually got this little scoop from one of our viewers before she even made the announcement last night. So I said that I was going to shout them out. But it's funny because it's Trini Boy.
Yeah,
he told
Trini
me how
Boy.
To say it. Yeah. But he said Jensen got engaged over the weekend after skydiving. So that we had the tea and we didn't even know it.
We
so
did.
To come and join
but,
us.
But our so fans are into it. So thank
make
you guys.
Sure you comment under our videos because we watch it and when we look at it. Yeah.
So good. I love that he wrote, you know, did it hurt from heaven when you fell from the sky, and as my fiance, like, what a cutie patootie. So good. So that's our news. We're going to dive into our special segment, our hot tamale top picks. Woo-hoo. As we know, Jess and I, each week we're going to be covering, we're all going to be rotating behind the scenes, interviewing the contestants, judges, choreographers. So last night we got to be there, and I chose Chelsea and Evan, and we'll be kind of diving into to why, but I will show you my interview with them.
Exclusive interviews just for you, behind the scenes of So You Think You Can Dance, season 15. With the judges, the contestants, the choreographers. We got it all. Check it out right here. Here we are. Yeah. Night one, you guys. Congratulations. I feel like you were put through the ringer, Chelsea, a little more than anyone. However, I'm a big believer that those who are pushed the furthest shine the brightest. So talk about that experience tonight, especially with Tappy. That was an undertaking. And I want to hear your take on that in a minute, too.
You know, when we got paired together, first of all, I felt like I knew that was going to happen. One, because we are both tall. And I don't know. It felt like the connection was going to be right.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to just be fearful of that challenge. Sure. I'm like, I'm going to take it and just go with it. It was very challenging. I did get frustrated. It was kind of scary, but I just kind of took a step back. I washed. I kept up as much as I could. We would go rehearse afterwards. And we just produced something beautiful. And I really enjoyed myself. We were given such an elegant piece, and I am so thankful for that.
Well, and Evan, speak to how you were there for her as a partner. There's so much to be said about that, that maybe the taps, they didn't hear them as bright from you, but it was your partnership that did stand out. So talk about that.
Well, first of all, I'm so impressed at what she did.
Yes.
When I first heard it was like 50% someone sound 50, I was like, they're not going to have someone tap. Like, they've never done that. And then they did. And, you know, I'm super proud of her. I really helped her, and she really communicated well with me.
Sure.
And we practiced every night. You know, I would have her do it, and I would just wanted to hear her. Mm-hmm. And no matter what, if the sounds weren't even there tonight, her performance was there, and that's really important in tap. So.
That's what I mean, is you stood out. Both of you guys did. Now, to your other routine, what was something that challenged you that the choreographer brought out of you guys that you were like, huh, I'm surprised that happened for me?
First of all, the stamina in that routine was something that we needed, which we definitely but I think what he pulled out was finding a deeper connection, because we haven't really known each other for that long, so we had to be sexy towards each other when we don't really even know each other,
right,
like 100%. So
I didn't agree with that comment, by the way. I thought you guys were perfect. You're perfectly sexy.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. We've been working on it, and it takes a lot. I mean, we pretty much just met, you know, at the academy. Yeah. We saw each other now and then, like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
And then finding out we were, like, going to be on the show together. We're like, oh, okay, cool. Yes. So we had to work towards that. And we're still working towards it, and I feel like we've been closer since this show.
That's right.
And we're only going to get closer.
Right.
We're only going to grow and be stronger.
So good. Well, on top of the topic of getting closer, so you guys got to know each other this week.
Yes.
What's something about each other that our viewers may not know?
Yeah, you go first.
What do they not know about Evan?
It could be a fun quirk.
He is, well, I guess he's, I mean, if you couldn't tell, if you can't tell, he's very quirky. He's probably one of the most quirky people I've ever met.
Perfect.
He's super goofy. His laugh makes me like, he has that laugh. He's not going to do it right now. But he has a laugh that, you know those laughs that when they laugh, the laugh is funnier than joke kind of thing?
Of
yeah, that's his
I've
laugh.
I've seen that meme.
So, yeah, exactly. So that's what that is. And he's
so
just,
good.
Evan, how about you?
Chelsea.
It's hard.
This is so hard.
For America's voting, so we have
to
know.
Right, I know. Behind the scenes.
It can't be as bad as
JJ farting. That's what, you know, Jensen said.
No.
Oh my gosh.
There's just so, like, sweet things about, like, she's just, like, a sweet girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing that it's, like, I want to, like, there's nothing, like, that, of course you're funny. Like, I find you funny, but she's just so sweet that I'm just, like, oh my God, she's so great. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, one of those types of girls.
Well, I love this partnership. I'm so excited for you guys. I know there's a lot of waiting now, but you guys just slayed it tonight. Be proud of yourself. You entertained everyone. Yeah. Thank you so much, you guys. Have fun.
Kristen, so good. Say hi. So good. I, you know, what I love about this is that maybe their routine was not the strongest. They kind of, they got put under the ringer for, you know, Chelsea's tap. But the reason why I chose that is because I will reiterate, I'm not a tapper, but I do know, I have friends that are tappers, and it's one of the hardest things to just pick up. Now, she had a little bit of tap experience, but I wanted to highlight this because there's resilience in this, that it takes a lot to be able to take that, take something that challenging on. And I just, I love her spirit. She's so humble, and she gave all she had to it, and I loved that spirit. We actually hated their costumes, and then we talked about that.
Yeah, but
I just think overall, you know, that is why I wanted to put her on the hot tamale train. Honestly, well, both of them, but he was there for her. She put her heart into it. I was just entertained. So
love that,
and good job, girl.
Thanks.
Great interview. Yes. I mean, the actual routine, exactly as you said, it was really disappointing. I thought it was quite slow, and it's not very exciting. But exactly, knowing how hard tap is, if you haven't been a tapper, and to have to do it on national television in
night
front of
one.
Millions of people, that's just horrendous. So exactly, her her attitude about that and just going for it is awesome. But it,
I mean, it fell flat. But again, it's about, to me, the attitude. Hopefully America will see through that. That's why I try to kind of pull some fun things out of them. Mm-hmm. You know, also check out our interviews, guys. We have all of them up there. I think that I wanted to try to show something kind of fun about them.
I mean, she got the short straw out of anyone.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sure.
That's what I mean.
Because if anyone else had to do the tap, it probably would have been the same.
It's tough, And tap is incredibly hard. Tap is the hardest style, I think. And even just, like, thinking about having to do that on night one would give me the worst anxiety. I don't think I could actually do it. So I think, I'm impressed with what she came up with. Obviously, it wasn't the best routine of the night, but, you know, she put her best foot forward. So she tapped her best foot forward.
I loved the first routine that they did. That jazz number was just so strong. It was quick. It was entertaining. I love the outfit. Like, I really
saucy.
Enjoyed it.
I love that
so
saucy comment.
I hated the outfits. I hated the music. I hated the routine.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't talk about it, but we probably should because I was underwhelmed as well.
Oh, no, we're going into that. Yeah. We just started with tap, but let's on the beach.
Yeah, okay, well, let me talk about the tap then, and then we go back to the jazz.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's bag it up. So with the tap, I did not like her outfit. That green dress was just so horrendous to me. Yeah. It just threw it off.
I think it was like, because it was like singing in the rain.
It's supposed
back
to be like
in the
Fosse
day.
Top. I know, but it just that color, the shininess, the pleats, so the length. There's just
and again,
so much.
It's about a performance.
It
People
is.
Are looking at the performance.
All together. So I wasn't, I mean, of course, it looked underwhelming, but, you know, doing a little da-da-da-da is challenging. So that could have been like so hard. And then for the first time, they had a tap routine that someone that never did tap had to do.
With
you're
Anthony,
doing it in
too.
Front of, right, you're doing it in front of Nigel, which is like the tap, you know, king himself. So, I mean, it was very tough. And I don't know, there was a moment, I can't remember if it was on the tap or the jazz, but Nigel was like, oh, no, I have nothing to say.
Well,
that was like the biggest diss ever, to not even comment on their routine.
And he also made a comment about Anthony having to just water down the choreography for her. It's just like, literally like knife after knife after knife. But again, I hope that she, people see through that. But let's go jazz, guys. Let's go jazz.
I think I made my statement. I felt like we were watching a rehearsal again with the costuming. I didn't think it did anything for them.
Yeah, rough night for costuming.
Yeah, and then the actual choreography was just stilted and jarring and bizarre, and their connection was not on point. Mm-hmm. It was over the top cheesy, and no fault to their own. It just didn't. Nothing fit.
Thank you. I think
that
absolutely, absolutely describes exactly how I was feeling. And this surprised me from Ray Leeper. It just didn't look like a Ray routine for me. I don't know if it was the choreography. I don't know if it wasn't difficult enough or what they did feature wasn't what what helps them shine. Mm-hmm. But
they
like
danced
lead,
it well, but it just
well, but I don't even
work.
Know if they did. I mean, mm-hmm. it kind of fell out of turns. We saw the yeah. the fall on the straddle
yeah.
jump.
Yep.
The feet weren't totally pointed. There were just some things that I just wasn't. I just missed the mark a bit,
yeah.
and it just wasn't hit perfectly. And mm-hmm. I will say, I don't think the costumes helped them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was almost a bit of a costume malfunction, I believe. She had like a
yeah, something
the
fell
leotard,
off. Yeah.
and I think there was like a piece missing. So I mean, I was underwhelmed, mm-hmm. and I wanted this to just. I wasn't sure if it would be better with a different choreographer. Maybe they would have meshed better mm-hmm. with a different style. I don't know, but. I was a bit underwhelmed.
I don't know.
But
I mean, I don't. But can
them.
We? But can we blame the choreographer in this regard? Do you know what I mean?
Well, you could. I mean, you could say yeah. that they didn't play to their strengths because I know that mm-hmm. they're both powerful dancers,
yeah.
and the movement that they were doing just didn't showcase. I think what they are.
Yeah. It felt elementary. I agree with
yeah.
you. Like
yeah.
I put that on my notes. It felt
it
elementary.
Wasn't difficult. Yeah. It wasn't difficult, mm-hmm. and it yeah. because it wasn't hard, it almost felt slow.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't hit it. I don't know.
Well, and then the emotion yeah. was kind of fake. And
but
false.
Then some people.
I don't know. Like I mean, I don't think it was the best routine of the night,
yeah.
but I was entertained yeah. by it for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay,
I just
good.
Think that the lights, I personally like their costuming. And
okay.
I don't know. Like, I just thought it flowed better than it could have. And I don't know. I enjoyed it personally.
It had, great, yeah. it had great energy. I just, again, I agree with
yeah.
you. Kim, the connection was just a little bit off kilter, but she did mention
and
that in their
the
interview.
Faces.
Yeah,
I didn't
too
like
forced.
Some of the faces.
Too forced.
But throughout the performance.
This could be
yeah.
an example of maybe just that chemistry needing a little more time, but the question is, will they have time? Because
no,
there's just not a lot of time
shame.
On the show.
It's such a
before we, I don't want to run out of time, speaking of time, we're going to go into
the hot tamale.
We're going to go into your pick because
okay.
we've got your interviews.
Okay. So my pick is Genesee and Slavic. I think that they did such
yes.
an amazing job. One of my favorite routines of the night was that hip-hop routine, so I got
good.
To talk to them last night, so here's the interview.
It looks so beautiful.
Love it. You guys totally came to slay tonight, and I feel like redemption, redemption, redemption.
A whole
like,
lot of
come
redemption.
On, somebody. It's like the Holy Ghost.
redemption.
Like, for real. So how did it feel performing these amazing routines tonight?
It was mind-blowing. We would both watch, you know, season 14, 13, 12, seeing all these great dancers killing it on stage, and now that's exactly what we're doing. So it's a dream come true.
What about you?
It's just, at the end of the contemporary dance, I'm kind of looking to the side, and the second I looked up and saw the judges standing, I was like, Slavic, like, are we seeing the same thing? It was
yep.
incredible, and I'm still in awe.
Yeah, I saw on your face you were really taking it in. And, I mean, two standing O's, the only standing ovations from the night. I mean, come on, somebody. This
come
is the
on.
Group to look out for. So were there any challenges this week as you prep for these performances?
Oh, definitely. There's always challenges, especially this far. And there's always challenges
yeah.
at any point of this competition.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, for me, the biggest challenge was becoming vulnerable in the contemporary piece.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing. But, yeah, just the whole thing, all the bruises, just everything that
mm-hmm.
we've been through, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was a journey.
Like, just finding that deeper layer of yourself to commit so hard to something,
mm-hmm.
even though you know it's hard, it's so intense, it gets really intense, but finding that deeper layer within each other as well, that's why we're here, that's why we did the way we did tonight.
Yeah. So right before you go onto the stage, I'm sure you guys have nerves. How do you shake them? What do you do? Do a little boogie dance? Like, what do you do?
Literally this.
Yes.
Cool. I love
just,
it.
And
I
we
love
connect,
it.
And we connect, and in that moment, everything, all the chaos, everything is gone, and the only thing I see is her, the only thing she sees is me, and everything else is...
And it works.
Yeah. I love that. So this handshake...
Oh.
Let's like yes, please. We have to see this handshake.
5, 6, 7, 8.
The countdown.
What?
Oh. Oh.
And then we do a cute little.
Oh, I love that. You guys are amazing. Okay, so what can we look for just the rest of the season through your performance? Like, what are you trying to pull out of yourselves, and which choreographer do you want to work with the most?
Oh, honestly, I really want to do a duet piece with Chavis Wall in the future, because we did a group number, but group number is a little different.
Yeah.
I really want to focus on a duet, because the contemporary round in the Academy was really an eye-opening experience for me. So
yeah.
I'm trying to open my eyes even more.
Yeah.
So hopefully that, but honestly, any choreographer, they're all amazing.
I would love to work with Christopher Scott again. I love him. He's so awesome. But Mia Michaels, just any one of them would be a pleasure. A pleasure, yes. Any one of them.
Well, congratulations to you both.
So good, girl.
Nice work. Yes. You killed my girl.
Yes.
That was awesome.
They
were so cute.
They were
such a fun couple.
Yeah. Oh, so fun. And we were talking about this before the show. They are a dark horse. I think that everyone's kind of got their eyes on JJ and Jensen and Darius and Magda and I, but they just came to play last night. Perfect partnership between them and their choreographers. And I love Twitch's quote for the win, you guys. You got the sauce that everyone needed their summer cookout. I love it. Right? Don't you love that?
Yeah.
I wrote it down. I loved it that much.
That was good.
All the Twitch. That was so good.
Well, my question is, when are those two getting engaged?
Right.
Like, seriously.
There's chemistry there for
so
sure.
So much chemistry.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the chemistry was so dope. I think that they had so much swag. And I think that she really just owned the routine in that style. I think that she kind of just let go of any criticism from the past. I mean, she was literally coming up. She was like their last pick. Like, even we were surprised. Yeah. We were like, oh, she made it to the top five.
Yeah.
But I thought that she just showed up. Like, she came to slay, like I said, last night. So amazing. One of my favorite routines of the night.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. It was so great. And I just love her and I love him. And I was so excited to see them together. And I just think this is going to be a pair that's going to be around for a while, which is awesome. It's so exciting.
She had so much swagger. Like, I don't know any other girl in the top five that would have been. She was just so, like, stanky.
Yeah.
I love it.
And always that hair.
Always the hair. Yes, yes. And then contemporary. What do you guys love about this? Round the table. I loved the chemistry. Again. I just want them to be together.
Like, honestly, if we had to vote on what duo won last night, it was easily them.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked it out of the park.
So good.
Both routines. And for him doing the contemporary, I didn't even, again, he just, it was definitely more in the background for me, but partnering, they were just great. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to know when they're getting engaged. I really do.
This is one that I love to ship couples on this show. And this is one that I'm like, I feel like I either want them to or they might already be dating. I don't know. How about last season? Everybody ended up dating. Everybody is dating.
These theater people.
Well, Koi and Keisha are still together, right?
They are
so strong, right?
Yeah. Well, I even heard a rumor that Kaylee was dating.
Somebody on the chat, help us out.
What's his name? Why can I not? Him.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, also. Oh my gosh,
is it Mark?
No.
I can't think of the same.
No, yeah, look it up. I know exactly. Okay. I see the face. But no, and also, it's just like summer camp for them. You know what I mean? Like, they're with each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You get
this is more exciting. Yeah, being in, like, shows together. You're on this, like, it is a false fake high, though. Let's be real. Like, when you're in a show or on TV, the world is just so magical, and you got all this fun stuff happening, and then the reality of it ends at some point, and then you go back to reality, and that's when you see if it sinks or swims or flies. Whatever.
Partnering, I mean, it's so intimate, and you have to really build a relationship and that trust. You're closed up, a little grind with a song.
Going in for a kiss when he's like, this is what we do. I was like, I'm sure there's more than that you knew.
I'm sure that
you guys, such a good show. We're so glad you tuned in. We've got next Tuesday. Mark?
Yes, it was Mark.
It was Mark.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, which Mark?
Mark.
Like, as in the Mark. Like our jazz.
Yeah, Villiver.
Oh.
Last year.
I did not. Okay. I was thinking someone else then.
I might have just started a rumor, but I'm pretty sure that's
the thing. Amazing. Oh my goodness. I did not. I was not.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, that was not who I was
maybe
thinking.
Maybe not.
But you guys. So Trini Boy just is on it today.
Mark?
He said it, yes. Kaylee was dating Mark.
Thank you, Trini Boy. I love you. I knew you backed me up there.
Yeah.
Love it. Our live chat comes in with the wind. That was not who I was picturing, but yes. And that was also Asaph's favorite. Asaph, I don't know if you guys remember Asaph from last season, but he loved him some Kaylee. We'll bring him back on the show too, you guys. Next Tuesday, we'll be here at 6 o'clock. Where can everybody find you guys?
Same time, same place. Yeah, hi everyone. You can find me on Kim David Live on all my social media.
On the social media, you guys can find me at TeagueDP. I'm Teague Julie Panko, so I'll see you there.
Yes,
and I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams. And please go to the YouTube to check out all of our interviews. We talked to Nigel, Mary Murphy, Twitch, the rest of the contestants, Travis Wall.
They're all there. I'm Becky Sotero. Everybody. You can find me on all social media. We'll see you next week. And two are going to be gone. So it'll be our top eight. See you then.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.